Continue our previous shiur, where we saw a yesod gadol from the Rambam, that there's a fundamental difference between shvuah se'edus, a shvuah, that one where one falsely swears that he doesn't know testimony about somebody who's chayiv mamon, who's owed mamon, and shvuah se'pikadon, where he denies a monetary obligation. And as we prove beautifully from the lashon of the Rambam, by Shvuas Ha'edus, the din is that the Iker, the Yisod of the Chiyuv is because he is causing somebody monetary loss. Whereas by Shvuas HaPikadon, the Chiyuv is because of the Shvuah. That's the Yisod HaDvarim. Shvuas HaEdus, it's because of the Hefseid Mammon. Shvuas HaPikadon, it's because of the Shvuah. That's the Yisod HaChiyuv. That's why by Shvuas HaEdus you don't need a Chalos Din Shvuah, by Shvuas HaPikadon you need. As we were Marich to explain in the previous shiur, I hope you heard it, but I'm just summarizing the bottom line, and now we will continue seeing the flows of Mitaras Hashem again. This is based on the Torah of one of the great Rashi Kollel of our door, Hagon Rav Rafael Kunstler, Shlita. So we want to bring a raya for this Yisod in the Rambam, that the Yisod Achiv of Shvuas Ha'edus is not because of the Shvuas Sheker, but rather it's because of the Lo Yagid, because he didn't say, and thereby caused a monetary loss. So how can we prove this? We can prove this from the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Edus. Rambam writes, Ha'ed Mitzuvah Lo Ha'id, we've already discussed this in recent Shiurim, this Rambam, Ha'ed Mitzuvah Lo Ha'id Bevezdin, B'chol Edus Sheyodea. A witness is obligated to testify in the Beis Din any testimony that he knows. V'hu shiyit be'enu b'dinei mamanis, shenemar v'hu eid, o ra, o yoda, im lo yagid v'nose avono. A witness is obligated to give testimony in the Beis Din with every edus that he knows, provided that he is called in to testify. He is nit by, he is subpoenaed by the Toveya, and he's told, I want you to come and testify. He has to be nitba. He has to be called in to be made this testimony. And then, if after the tviya, he denies it, he says, I don't know nothing, and he swears, he's over. Anim lo yagid v'nosa avono. Says the Kesef Mishnah that the makor of this, Behusha Yitbe'enu, the chiddush of the Rambam, that there must be a tviya involved, is from what it says in Shavuos, in the Gemara, in Shavuos Ha'edus. When the Gemara talks about Shavuos Ha'edus, that if the Edim didn't hear the person say, Bo v'ha'iduni, come and testify on my behalf, they're not chayv a korban shvuah. So we see that the dinim of the mitzvah to be made edus, that we learn from the pasuk even lo yagid v'nos avono, as we see in the beginning of Perek HaKones, Bava Kama, is talui in the conditions of the obligation of Shvuas Ha'edus. The dinim of the mitzvah to be made the Edus is taluri in the din Shvuas Ha'edus. That's why the Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah, says V'hushi Yitbe'enu. Why V'hushi Yitbe'enu? Because we see by Shvuas Ha'edus that if they weren't called in to testify, they're not chayv a carbon shvua. Ah, so if they're not chayv a carbon shvua, the Rambam gets from there, according to the case of Mishnah, that they also have to be made. They have to be made. And then if they go ahead and deny, they're chayv a carbon shvua. But first they have to be called in to be made. So that means that the chiv to be made in the first place is learned from the din shvuas ha'edus. From the din of testifying falsely by not knowing edus and being chayv a carbon. And therefore we can learn from the fact that the chiv of shvuas ha'edus is dafkai de tviya. So the same would apply to the mitzvah to be made even without a shvua. Just to be made itself, there needs to be a tviya. Just like for shvua se'edus, in order to be chayv shvua se'edus, a carbon, there needs to be a tviya. So to the etzem din edus. The Menchas Chinuch discusses this Kesef Mishnah and Simon in Mitzvah Kufnan Beis. Now, let's say that Chiyuve Shvua Se'edus is Midin Shvua Sheker. That he swore falsely, like we saw by Shvua Sapikadam. If that's the word in Shvua Se'edus, then what's the kesher? If the word is shvual sheker, then what's the kesher to the chiv to be made? So it would appear, b'pshitus, that even the shvua, the yisod achiv of the shvua, is really the same as im lo yagit. It's a ha'amokas ha'ovoin. It is a deepening of the injustice of the not speaking. In other words, when he swears falsely that he doesn't know edus, that makes the imlo yagi that he doesn't speak worse. But that's just the way that he's chayv a carbon shvua. But be yisod advarim, fundamentally speaking, what's the gather of this iser? The lo yagit. And if the gather of the iser of shvua se'edus is the lo yagid, so memela, it's going to emerge that the chiyuv to be made in the first place is the same, is one and the same. You can learn one from the other. They're in the same category. Why is one chayv to be made and or not to be over on vim lo yagid v'nasa avona? Why is one chayv a carbon shvua se'edus? Because he's over on the Imlo Yagit, and he's causing this monetary loss. In both cases, he has to testify to prevent the monetary loss, and he's not doing so. So in one case, he's over on the mitzvah of having to be made. You have to testify if you're able to. And if he swears about it, then he's chayv a carbon shvua se'edus, but be yisodim hem echod. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, which we quoted in the previous shiur, Rambam writes, "Tisha tzivanu lohoid beveizdin b'chol mashenei da'eyu ve'over al mitzvazu v'yichbo she'edus on shel gadol v'ram avim lo yagid v'nasa avonu v'zeh dover klali v'yeshof in prad." So that's the general mitzvah. You have to be made. You can't be koyvei she'edus. And then the Rambam connects to that. That there's an ofen prati, there's a specific way, there's a din mesuyim b'kovish eduso, that a person's chayv a carbon olav yored, and that's if you're nishba. But that's also alt kovish edus. So that's pashtus mashmos Rambam, that they're both alt kovish edus, not testifying as kovish edus, and then swearing about it falsely as miyisod or mishum kovish edus, withholding the testimony. Now we see in the Gemara in Bava Kamma that I referenced before, Akonais, page 56. That hayodeh edus chaveiro ve'eno meid lo over mishumim lo yagid v'nos avona. that if you know testimony for your friend and you don't testify in his behalf, you're over Alzim lo yagid v'nosa avono. Asks Tosfos, how do we know? How do you know you're over just by not testifying? Maybe it's only when you're over on the Shavua. V'shama kol ola. He heard the oath. So maybe it's only when there's an oath involved. And not just when one doesn't testify. P'yur day des chaver v'enu meidlo. The answer is Tosfos hachi ka amakra. K'she over b'davar shim lo yagid hayanose avon. As Yavi Karban Shavua. When you're over on the Imlo Yagid, when you're over on something that Imlo Yagid, you would bear a sin, there's a Karban Shavua. Ava below Shavua Nami, you're going to see yourself on. There's two ways to do it. One is, if you're going to be Nosei Avon and then you swear about it, you chayav a Karban Shavua. And the other way is even without a carbon shvu, even without swearing, there's still nesiyas avon. But you have to be made. Now the Rashba commented on Tosfos. The minolei dehachi kamar kra demakshe bepshitus dareis enami mechayiv umestaber dememele shaminan la dahu b'sheshama kol ola alf b'shelo anaminu. In other words, if he wasn't chayiv, if there was no chiyuv to be made in Eidus, then we couldn't be mechayiv him a carbon. Even when he hears a kol Allah, even when he hears an oath. In other words, it has to start with the fact that there's a chiyuv to say Eidus. Because if there wasn't, then why would he be chayiv a karban shavua? First, you have to be made, and because you deny that you know the Eidus, then you're chayiv a karban shavua. But it starts with the vim lo yagid. It starts with not speaking. That you're chayiv to say, you're chayiv to be nishba. There has to be a nesiyus chayt to start with. Torah says there's a nesiyus chayt. The v'im lo yagid's a nesiyus chayt. So first you have to bear sin for the im lo yagid, and then you can talk about a karban shavua. V'nefesh kisechta v'shama kol ola v'u'eid oro yoda im lo yagid v'nasa avono. So there has to be im lo yagid. You're right, there's a kol ola. You're right, there's a shua. But there also has to be v'yikra perakei pasuk aleph. There also has to be an im lo yagid. There has to be a sin that he didn't speak when he was obligated to speak. And then the Torah goes through his chiyuve karban. His karban ola v'yoreid. However, we see in the Rashba that it's only muchach like this, it's only clear like this, only because he's chayiv a karban when he hears the oath, even though he didn't answer amen. But if the chiyuv was only because he was nishba himself, or because he answered amen on the Shavua, that would have proved nothing. Because the Rashba says, "Umistabra, the minala dahi kamar kra." How does Tosfos know? Umistabra, it makes sense. The mimela shem. How does Tosfos know that it's even if that a person's chayav to be made edus. Or mistabra the mimela shamin Allah, we learn this automatically. Dahi b'shishama kol Allah, that is talking about where he heard an oath. Avo pishalo ana amenu. Even though he didn't answer amen. In other words, the Rashba says, it's dafka when he didn't say amen. So it's muchach from the fact that he heard a call Allah and he didn't say amen. And then if that's so, when he doesn't speak, there must be an asiyas chait. In other words, this call Allah that he didn't answer amen to, this shvua, and he's going to be chayv a carbon on the shvua, when he didn't answer amen, is talking about where he's not talking, there's an asiyas chait. And if there's no asiyas chait, then it doesn't, the chiyuv doesn't begin. But again, it's dafka where he didn't answer amen. But if it would have been, according to the Rashba, that he would have said amen, it would have been nishba batzma, wouldn't have proven anything. And what's the explanation? The explanation is pashut. Because if the chiyuv would be that he was nishba be'atzma, that he swore himself, or he answered amen, then we could say that the chiyuv carbon is because he's nishba l'sheker. It's a chiyuv on shvua sheker. Why can't somebody be chayv a shvua sheker even if there's no chiyuv to be made the edus? He swore falsely. So you're getting him for swearing falsely. Why does there need to be a chiyuv edus? So from the fact that he's chayiv when he hears the shvua, even though he doesn't say amen, so it's much that the chiyuv is in al shvua sheker. And the gather of the shvua is that he's now mushba lava lahayit. And this the Rashba holds, that if there's no mitzvah to be made, how can you be mushba on this? But it has to start, it's predicated, it's not just a shvua sheker alone. It's predicated on his obligation to come and testify. And therefore, it's even if he doesn't say amen. Because the void isn't the etzim shvua. Because he doesn't have to take the shvua. There has to be a shvua. And the chiyuv isn't al tznishba l'sheker. The shvua is now he's mushba to come and testify. But if there's no obligation to come and testify, then it has nothing to stand on. It has no basis. This being mushba to come and testify is only if there's obligation to come and testify. So if it was a shvua sheker, great, the stam a shvua sheker, so you can have a shvua sheker even without a chiv to testify. He's not chayv to testify, but he swore falsely, he didn't know testimony. But if the whole word is that he didn't even say amen, he didn't even take the shvua. There just is a shvua out there that is predicated on his chiv to testify, then there has to be a chiv to testify in the first place. So in other words, we see from this Rashba, like we're saying Pshat in the Rambam, Begeder hamechayiv shel shvua sheker. It's not midin shvua sheker. It's midin yechiv lehoid edus. And it's because it works even if you're mushba mipi acherim, even if you don't say amen, even if you don't take the oath yourself. Because the vort is fundamentally that you're denying this person, you're causing this person a monetary loss. By your being lo yagid, by not speaking. And that's the difference, as we explained in the previous year, between shvuas ha'edus and shvuas ha'pikadon. In the gedder of mushba mipi acherim, that by shvuas ha'pikadon, it's as if you're taking the shvua. But by shvuas ha'edus, the Rambam never says such a thing. So יש עוד הרבה מה להאריך בעזרת השם, ואני מקווה, I hope that we're able to go further and see continuing niflos mitaras Hashem. That would be beyond awesome. So please stay tuned. And Amir Tzashem, Bli Neder, I hope to continue. A very, very fascinating topic. And we've already seen niflos mitaras Hashem. We hope to see many, many more. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.